我要先感谢主带领这次来到这边，跟众弟兄姊妹有这样好的交通。
I want to thank God to bring me here to have this opportunity to have such wonderful fellowship with the brothers and sisters here.
要特别感谢主啊，在主的信息上面弟兄姊妹的反应很好。
And especially that your reaction to my message is heartwarming.
讲到人的最怕没有反应。
And the preachers, the thing that a preacher dread most is when nobody responds.
我自己得到很大的帮助。
And I have received the great
help. 能够重新来思想，来思想主的话，也校对自己对主的心。
And once again, I want to think about God's word and readjust my heart towards God.
也能够重新提醒我怎么样在侍奉上面更加能够对照主的心意。
Once again, that in my ministry, that how I should really go after God's own heart.
一个人侍奉主时间长了，往往会慢慢会会觉得很软弱。
And a minister, when he has ministered a long time in a church with the Word of God, sometimes he feels weary.
有时候慢慢会应付式的好像。就是奉行故事这样做。
Sometimes he may become a professionalism.
有时候会把工作好像一种的，做一个事业一样的，当作一种事业性的样子。有时候会这样。
He would treat it as a professionalism.
这些都不是神所喜欢的。
And this God does not like.
所以传道人讲道是常常要先激励自己，然后才激励别人。
So therefore.When a minister, when he starts to preach, he should really move himself first by the Holy Spirit. Then he would release the message to the other people.
So, 谢谢主这次给我这个主这个题目，也让我重新提醒自己。
So, thank God, give me this topic and remind myself again.
很多时候我们把神的工作一个矮板性、一个机械性的这样的做了。
And sometimes we carry out God's work mechanically.
这样的情况呢，在神的面前不能讨神喜悦。
And God does not like this situation.
所以需要主常常用他的话来滋润、来供应，然后来推动。
So often that we need God's word to touch us, to nourish us, to give us like water.
所以这一次看弟兄姊妹给我很多的激励。
I see this time that many sisters and brothers has given me a lot of encouragement.
我要特别感谢主。
I want to thank God.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we pray?
我们的主在你的保守带领之下，让这个夏令会到今天最后的一天。我们谢谢主，你是阿拉法，你是欧米伽。
Yes.
你是始，你是终。
Yes.
你给我们好的开始，我们相信你给我们好的结束。
Yes.
主啊，今天的聚会虽然是聚会的结束，但主啊，这是我们属灵生命。要从新的一个阶段的开始，求主给我们在你面前能够从你那里所领受的真理，所赐给我们的教导，主啊，让我们在我们使用道路上面，让我们有新的看见，有一个新的力量，有新的亮光，让我们能好好的来奔跑我们剩下这一段的时间。我们并不知道我们的时间有多少，但是我们知道有件事情，虽然我们不知道明天如何，但是我们知道谁牵我们的手。主啊，我们不借明天太阳，明天可能是黑暗，明天可能是云雾满天，但是我们知道你永远在我们旁边，你不站在旁边，你要引导我们往前走。我的主啊，我们求你帮助我们，让我们真是愿意把我们的手放在你全能的手下，我们顺服你的引导和带领，让我们靠着主的恩典，靠着主的能力，靠着主的祝福，让我们有勇气来奔跑我们前面的道路。主啊，求你保守我们个人的心怀意念，求你保守我们在你面前所领受的。主啊，让我们真是能够丰丰富富的得着你自己，然后把我们借着各样的智慧，把主的道能够丰丰富的存在心里面。主啊，让我们能够抵挡撒旦给我们各样的攻击引诱试探，叫我们天天过得胜生活、成圣生活、荣耀主的生活。主啊，让我们能够荣耀的见你的面。听我们祷告，把今天最后这一堂时间交在你的手中，也圣灵教导我们如何的讲，如何翻译，也教导我们如何的领受，也求圣灵教导我们如何能够把你的话能够守在我们的心中，行在我们的生活里面，充实我们的生命，把我们生命带着更深的地步。我们同心祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣灵， 阿们。请各位看我们这一次所查的圣经，在彼得后书第三章。
Let us read the second chapter of Peter we have studied in previous 2 days.
我已经用这一段圣经来做我们今天最后的信息。
I'm going to use this chapter as my last sermon of today.
这一次我们的总题是预备迎见主。
Our topic is prepare to meet our Lord.
我们怎么迎见主呢？
How do we prepare to meet?
我们第一天告诉我们说，迎见主是基督徒属灵生活的操练。
It is the practical exercise of our spiritual life.
那是天天迎见主。
It is every day we meet our Lord.
可以说一个天24小时我们在迎见主。
And in other words, we should prepare to meet our Lord 24 hours a day.
我们要操练自己。
We must practice exercise.
于是有人问了一句话说，什么叫做不住祷告呢？
And one time said, why they say without ceasing, prayer without ceasing.
祷告一天五次已经不错了。
If you pray 5 times a day.
怎么不住祷告呢？
What do you mean, prayer without ceasing?
所以不住祷告是一天24小时的祷告。
Prayer without ceasing to pray 24 hours a day.
怎么可能呢？
How can it be?
因为祷告是我们的呼吸嘛。
Because prayer is our breathing.
我们的呼吸是一天二十四小时的嘛。
We breathe 24 hours a day.
因此我们属灵的呼吸也是一天二十四小时的。
Therefore, our spiritual breathing should be 24 hours a day.
乃是要操练到一个地步，我们在随时随地，我们的灵与神的灵在那里相通。
So we can practice to a point that everything we do, everything we think, and we breathe with God, just constant fellowship.
那是要操练的。
And this needs exercise.
所以迎见主乃是基督徒属灵生活的操练。
Therefore, prepare to meet our Lord is the practical exercise of our spiritual life.
那也是我们基督徒属灵生命的实质。
And also is the reality of our Christian life.
我们一天一天的过去。
Every day we live our life.
有一天我们走完世界道路。
One day we'll end our life in this world.
我们要卸，就是卸了我们的劳苦。
And we'll lay down our burdens.
啊，把我们一生的劳苦的果效带去见主。
And we'll give the Lord what we have done for this world.
那就是我们离开世界了。
And when we leave this world,
我们的身体放在坟墓里面。
And our body will be buried under the ground.
但是我们的灵照在肉眼里面与主相遇。
But our soul and spirit will meet God in paradise.
那是我们生命的实质。
This is the reality of spiritual life.
迎见主，也就是我们等候主再来，我们被提在空中与主相遇。
And prepare to meet our Lord is to wait for the Lord to come.To rapture us, to meet him in the mid-air.
因此保罗说，我们不是都要睡，我们乃是都要改变。
And so Paul said, it's not all of us will fall into sleep, yet we will change.
既然这样，那我们就把这个思想集中在主再来的上面。
So therefore we concentrate this, focus this to the coming of the Lord.
我们先提到主再来的真实性。
First, we talk about the reality of the second coming of Christ.
那个真实性是从预言里面给我们看到的。
And it's from the prophecy, we can see the reality of the coming of the Lord.
主必再来。
Jesus Christ will come again.
第二次我们提到主再来的必要性。
And then we talk about the necessity of the second coming of Christ.
那是关于救恩的问题。
And it is related to salvation.
主不再来，万物不复兴。
And if God does not come again, then everything will not be restored.
如果主不再来，选民的得救就落空了。
And if the Lord does not come, then the Jewish chosen people will not be saved.
若主不再来，我们的救恩还没完全。
And if God does not come again, then our salvation is not complete.
我们的灵得救了，我们的魂得胜了，但我们的身体还没得赎。
Our spirit is saved, our soul has overcome, yet our body is not resurrected.
所以主再来的必要性，那是关于救恩的问题。
So therefore, it's a necessity for him to come for the salvation's sake.
主若不再来，救恩不能完成。
If God does not come again, then salvation will not be complete.
昨天晚上我们谈到主再来的警惕性。
Then last night we talked about the warning signs of the second coming of Christ.
那是关于审判的问题。
And that was related to the judgment.
主第一次降临是来拯救世人，是来担当世人的罪，是赐给人生命。
The first time Jesus came to bear our sins, to save all of us.
主第二次降临乃是要来审判我们，然后给我们赏赐，然后审判这世界。
And the second coming will come here and to see what we have done and give us reward and judge the whole nation.
主既然必然再来，
So Jesus will come again.
我们也要站立在主的台前受审判。
And we will stand at the judgment seat of Christ to be judged.
我们如何迎接主？
How do we prepare ourselves to meet the Lord?
今天我们来提到主再来的挑战性。
This morning we want to talk about the challenge of the second coming of Christ.
那是关于预备的问题了。
And this is the problem of preparation.
我们刚看到的就是翻到个彼得后书第三章，我们从第八节到十八节，我们再温习再练一次。
Let us review and read 2 Peter 3rd chapter from 8 to the 18th verse.
当你练的时候，我请你注意了，有三句话要注意。
Pay attention to three sentences.
第一句话在第八节。
First in the 8th verse.
就是说有一件事你们不可忘记的。
But do not forget this one thing.
不可忘记的事。
But do not forget this one thing.
第二句话是在第十四节。
And the second is the word is in the 14th verse.
他亲爱弟兄们，你们既然盼望这些事，就当殷勤。
And it says, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort.
当殷勤的事。
So make every effort.
第三句话是在第十七节。
The third word is in verse 17.
亲爱弟兄啊，你们既然预先知道这些事，就当防备。
Therefore, dear friends, since you already know this, be on guard, be on your guard.
当防备的事情。
Be on your guard.
这三句话都是给我们一个呼召，亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊。
This is a calling to every sister and brother in Christ.
我们注意一件事，就是说，常常有人觉得我们的姊妹好像神把我们疏忽了。
And
我们的姊妹们好像神把我们忽略了。
Sometimes we feel that God has neglected our sisters.
总是向弟兄说话。
And all the time they recorded dear brothers.
但请各位注意到这个弟兄两个字在旁边加点的。
But you know that beside the brethren, there are dots next to it.
那意思说在原文里面没有弟兄两个字。
Therefore, in the original, there's no word as brothers.
那是亲爱的。
Then what is meant was dear.
这个亲爱的是包括弟兄姊妹啊。
So my dear is includes brothers and sisters.
我们这里不是说他不向姊妹们提讲话，向弟兄们讲话。
It does not really mean he only speak to the brothers, not the sisters.
那我们念的时候，我们弟兄两个字不念好吧？亲爱的啊。
So we just read it, dear.
好，我们一起来念。
My dear ones, okay.
亲爱的，你有一件事你们不可忘记。就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。但主的日子要像神来到一样，那日天必大有响声会去，有行至的都要被烈火烧化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了，这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，切切盼望上帝的日子来到。在那日天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化，但我们照他的应许盼望新天新地，有预期在其中。亲爱的呀，你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指责，安然见主，并且要以我主长久忍耐为得救的因由，就如我们所亲爱的弟兄弟保罗照着所赐给他的智慧写了信给你们，他一切的信上也都是讲论这事，信中有些难明白的，那无学问不坚固的人强解如强解别的经书一样，就自取沉沦。亲爱的，你们既然预先知道这事，就当防备，恐怕被恶人的臭谬诱惑，就从自己坚固的地步上坠落。你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进，愿荣耀为他直到永，阿们。神到如今仍然存于我们的生命气息。
Until this day that God gives us a life.
今天主啊，神还没有差主耶稣再来。
Jesus has not come the second come yet.
彼得明明的这里说不是神单言的问题。
And Peter said it is here, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise.
神有个计划，这个计划永远不改变的。
He has a plan, and this plan cannot change.
神的旨意不改变，神的心意不改变，神的计划也不改变。
God's will not change, God's plan will not change.
因为神本身是不改变的
Because God cannot change
所以他是就是不是就不是
So yea is yea No is no
这里神有个计划什么计划呢乃是他愿意万人的得救明白真道
So his plan is that everyone would come to repentance and not wanting anyone to perish
因此主耶稣到今天还没再来乃是有他的一旨意识在里面
Therefore, he has not come yet because his will has not been carried out yet.
可以说神今天给我们还有一些机会。
And another word that God is still giving us some chance and time.
往往我们在这里寻找机会。
A lot of times we're looking for opportunities here and there.
但是往往我们把一些机会溜掉了。
But many times the opportunity just slips through our fingers.
今天神给我们机会就是他用很大的忍耐给我们机会。
And today, God gives us a chance, and He gives us a great patience with us.
神因为宽容我们，所以给我们机会。
Because He is loving us, He is patient with us.
到底宽容什么呢？忍耐什么呢？
And He is, what is He patient about us? What is He giving us a chance for?
因为还有人没有信主。
Because there are people who has not come to repentance.
这是一方面，对不信的。
This is one side to the people who has not believed.
主给我们机会，叫我们不至灭亡，叫我们得永生。
So God gave us a chance that we will not to be perished, but have everlasting life.
他也给我们基督徒机会。
Then also He gives Christians a chance.
他免得我们见主的面两手空空的，无可交账。
And He gave Christians a chance that when we meet Him, we will not be empty-handed.
所以他给我们机会，他宽容我们，要我们能够抓得满满的，一把一把的带到神的面前去。
So He gave us a time. He's patient with us. So when we come to see the Lord, that will be in full richness instead of emptiness.
于是我听见一个传道人在讲道，讲了一件事情。
And one time I heard a preacher said this.
他说我们将来见主面的时候我们任何东西不能带去
He said that when we see Jesus again we cannot take anything with us
我们的房子带不去我们的汽车带不去
We cannot take our house or cars with us
我们一样都世界上没一样东西可以把我们带到主的面前去
None of the material things of the world we can carry with us to see the Lord
但是有一样东西会带去
But one thing we can take with us to see the Lord
你们猜什么
Do you know what it is?
我们所结的那果子可以带去。
The fruits we bear in the name of Christ we can take with us.
我们可以把那一些我们所生的属灵的儿女带去。
We can bring God these children are born in the Spirit because we preach the gospel to them.
于是在主的面前的时候。
When we stand before God,
你看一看旁边的人。
And you look at the people around you.
哦，那个叫哎，牧姊妹啊，我是因为你一些信主而来到这里的。
And you say.Oh, Sister So and So, because of you, you gave me the gospel. That's why I can stand here today.
牧弟兄啊，是因为你的缘故，我今天能到这里来啊。
Oh, So and So, brother, it's because of you gave me the gospel that I have a chance to stand here.
你走路看看，哎呀，有许多人你认识的。
And when you look at the right and left, then you see a lot of people you know.
有许多人是你带领他信主的。
And many people come to the kingdom because of your word, your preaching.
哎呀，你很开心。
And you're very happy.
在你受审判的时候，神就知道这些果子很丰富。
And when you are judged, God knows that you bear many fruits.
神害怕我们空手见主。
God is afraid that we will see Him empty-handed.
因此，他宽容我们。
Therefore, He tarried and gave us time.
这一件事情很重要。
This is very important.
这一件事叫做不可忘的事。
This is what it says. But do not forget this one thing.
不可忘记的事。
Do not forget this one thing.
他说：“亲爱的呀，有一件事你们不可忘记。”
He said, "Dear friends, but do not forget this one thing."
第九节说：“主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。”
The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
这是神不改变的心意。
This is the God's never change heart.
这也是 主耶稣基督的来世界上那个目的。
This is the reason that Jesus Christ came to this world.
主耶稣基督到了这个目的，所以他第一次道成肉身到世界上来，他担当了人的罪。
So the first time he came to this world, the Word was made flesh, and he bought our sins.
主耶稣担当人的罪，乃是要去满足神的心意。
Therefore, he wants to satisfy God's heart. He bore all our sins on him.
神爱世人。
God so loved the world.
耶稣基督为世人的罪钉十字架。
And he was nailed on the cross for everyone in this world.
主耶稣为世人流血。
He bled for everyone in this world.
为的是要去满足神的心意。
The reason is to satisfy God's heart.
主耶稣牺牲了自己。
Jesus died for us.
好像一个麦子种在地里死了。
Just like a grain of seed died in the ground.
主耶稣可以不必死。
You know, Jesus didn't have to die.
当主耶稣要人快要被咒拿要上十字架以前，有一班人，希腊有一班人去见耶稣。
And before he got on the cross, a group of Greeks went to see him.
那个圣经翻译希利尼人呐，希利尼人。
And the Bible translated, they were Greeks.
他们很喜欢听耶稣讲道。
They loved to hear the preaching of Jesus Christ.
耶稣讲道是蛮有哲理的那个思想。
And all his words were full of truth.
他的真理是一种哲学，很有哲学性的一种真理。
And also his truth was in accordance with their philosophy.
所以这一些希利尼人、希腊人很喜欢。
So these Greeks loved to hear the preaching.
那么他们听说耶稣要被钉十字架。
And they heard that Jesus will be nailed on the cross.
所以他们找耶稣。
So they found out about Jesus.
他找到那个腓力说：“我们来见耶稣。”
And they went to see Philip and asked Philip to take them to see Jesus.
他说：“我们要见耶稣。”
We want to see Jesus.
这腓力告诉耶稣：“耶稣啊，有一班人要见你。”
So Philip told Jesus, "A group of Greeks want to see you."
这一班人呢，有意思要把耶稣迎接到我们希腊去。
Because this group of people want to take Jesus to Greece.
你本国人不要你，我们要，我们要。
What? Your own country people don't want you. We want you to come to our country.
耶稣说：“一粒麦子不落地里死了，还是一粒。”
Because a grain of seed does not die on the ground; it's still one seed.
若是这地里死了，就结出许许多多的子出来。
But if he dies in the ground, then it will bear many fruits, many seeds.
耶稣可以不必种在地里死了。
Yes, Jesus had the power not to die.
但是耶稣竟然死了。
But he died for us.
他乃是要结出许多的子出来。
Because he wanted to bear many grains.
他一个人为众人死了。
He died for all of us.
众人都因着这样死了。
And because of his death.
而我们从这位为我们死的耶稣基督的生命。
And because of this, we have new life.
耶稣这样做来是为要满足神的心意。
Because he did this after God's heart.
要完成神的计划。
To accomplish God's plan.
因此主耶稣在复活升天之前就颁下一个大使命。
So therefore, after his resurrection, he gave us a great commandment.
你们到普天下去。
You should go to the end of the world.
要到普天下去。
To go to the end of this world.
传福音。
To preach the gospel.
为耶稣这个大使命目的在哪里呢？
Now, what is the reason of this great commandment?
耶稣这个大使命目的乃是要这些蒙他所拯救的人也能够去满足神的心意。
Therefore, he wants all these people that he has purchased with his precious blood to carry out the gospel to the end of this world.
主耶稣在四十天当中，在他复活到升天这四十天当中，与门徒在一道谈论神国的事情。
And during the 40 days before he ascended to the heaven, he taught the disciples the way of God.
神国是什么事呢？
What is the kingdom of God?
就是说你们不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候从天上来的能力。
And he told them not to leave the city of Jerusalem, to wait there until the Holy Spirit comes.
然后你们要在耶路撒冷，在犹太全地，在撒玛利亚，一直到地极去做我的见证。
Then you should be my witness in Jerusalem, in Samaria, and all the surroundings until the end of the earth.
这是神国事的中心点。
This is the focus point of God's kingdom.
从耶路撒冷开始，一直到传到普天之下，到地极。做见证。
From Jerusalem starting to the end of the world.
第四个目的就是完成神的心意。
Therefore, to carry out His plan, God's plan.
各位弟兄姊妹。
Beloved.
神的心意不改变。
God will not change His plan, His will.
主耶稣基督所受的苦没有落空。
And Jesus suffered, and didn't suffer in vain.
今天圣灵建立教会。
Today, the Holy Spirit built the church.
的首要的目的也就这件事情。
And the key point, the purpose is this.
因此，保罗讲一句话说。
Because Paul said.
他说：“我的肉身的苦难。”受苦
I suffer in my body
是要来补满基督患难的缺陷
It's to
请各位翻开哥罗西书第一章
Colossians first
第一章二十四节
Colossians first 24th verse Now I rejoice in what was suffered for you I filled up my flesh what is lacking still lacking in regard of Christ's affliction for the sake of his body which is the church
好我们一起念这一节圣经在哥罗西书第二章第一章第二十四节在新约圣经二百八十四面
Colossians 1:24
二百八十四面
My Bible is page 1264
哥罗西书第一章第二十四节翻到我们一起念
Shall we read it together?
现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我的肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。这句话是一个好像给我们念起来不明白，为什么要补满基督患难的缺欠呢
？And when we read this, we are puzzled. What does he mean by still lacking in regard to Christ's affliction?
难道耶稣基督受的苦不够吗？
You mean that Christ has not suffered enough?
难道耶稣基督的患难还有缺欠吗？
Do you mean they're still lacking in God's troubles, in Jesus' afflictions?
是不是耶稣的血还没流完呢？
Is it because his blood has not shed completely?
不。
No.
主耶稣受的患难就是十架的死。
And Jesus suffered, and he was nailed on a cross.
他有个目的就是要人人都悔改，明白真道，不愿意一个人沉沦。
His purpose was that everyone should come to repentance; none should perish.
但是事实上，今天还有多少人沉沦
？But today, so many people do not know Jesus.
多少人在个水深火热之中过生活
？And so many people are in torment.
多少人仍然在那地狱的边缘那里徘徊
？And many people are circling around the edge of hell.
神的心意还没满足。
God's heart has not been satisfied.
救恩是完成了。
Yes, salvation is completed.
但是耶稣基督受患难那个目的还没完全达到。
But the purpose of Christ's affliction has not accomplished.
因此保罗说：“我受肉身受苦，是为要在我肉身上去补满基督患难的缺欠。”
So I will fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's affliction.
但这件事情不是保罗的特权。
But this is not only Paul's privilege.
这件事情乃是交托在我们每一个基督徒身上。
And this should apply to every one of us as Christians.
今天神要我们每一个人都去补满基督患难的缺陷。
Everyone should really fill up in our flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's affliction for the sake of the church.
意思说，让我们去拯救灵魂，世上灵魂，叫他们蒙恩得救。
In essence, that we should go out to preach the gospel to everyone, so they will not perish but have everlasting life.
今天给我们看见另外一个方面，要传福音不是一件简单的问题。
So to preach the gospel is not a very simple matter.
我们叫一个人信主来是要付上我们极大的代价。
To have someone to completely come to Christ, we have to pay a great price.
不但是时间代价，精神代价，要甚至要把我们整个的生命拖下去。
Not only the effort for time, not only the effort for money, we have to pray on our knees and maybe the whole lifetime.
我们并不是，我们到时候我们把我们整个生命时间拖在我们的事业里面去。
We must invest everything into this.
但是我们为传福音，我们付多少代价
？We invest everything we have into our own business or our own profession. Yet, how much time we use to invest in God's matter?
人得救是需要付上患难，付上那个受苦。
Do you know when you bring someone to Christ, you must suffer. You have affliction. You have difficulties. You have all sorts of problems.
一个 baby 降生而生下来。
You know when a baby is born.
母亲要受生产之苦。
You know the mother will suffer the birth pain.
为什么母亲特别爱孩子？
Why the mother loves the child?
因为母亲为孩子受了生产之苦。
Because the mother suffered for the child.
有人说这个生产之苦是我们在人间的痛苦最大痛苦。
And the people say the pain of birth maybe is one of the greatest pain we have.
母亲生孩子的痛苦啊，是仅次于耶稣基督钉十字架的痛苦。
And the pain of birth pain is really next to the pain of Jesus nailing on the cross.
母亲爱孩子是有原因的。
So that's why the mother loved the child.
冰心曾在写那小说的时候，我们那个作家
，this author, her name was called the Ice Heart.
还有一个女孩子说，那个一个孩子说，妈妈，为什么你爱我？
And she said, why you love me?
她说没有为什么。
No reason.
一个孩子问妈妈为什么你爱我。
The child said, how, why you love me?
没有为什么，因为你是我女儿。
No reason, because you are my child. You are my daughter.
因为母亲为孩子受生产之苦。
Because the mother bore the birth pain for you.
所以特别爱孩子。
So especially love the child.
你在一个人身上没有付上了代价，而你就不会去爱他。
If you have not paid the price,For someone, you could not love that.
今天主要我们在为他受生产之苦，能够在人的身上，我们看这个是可爱的。
And so, therefore, if we have this birth pain, spiritually speaking, for someone to be born into the family of a God, then this person is precious.
我们不但要生孩子，还要养孩子。
Not only we have to give birth, but we have to
生孩子痛苦，生孩子痛苦是一时就过去了。
You know, the birth pain is just a short time, maybe a few hours, a few seconds.
做妈妈人说，等孩子生出来的时候，他痛苦完全忘记了啊，什么痛苦我都忘记了。
And after the child is born, the mother forgets about the pain.
而所换来的是满心的喜乐，一生的快乐。
And so they have the joy for the whole life.
那痛苦是暂时的，那个喜乐是永远的。
So the pain is temporal, but joy is forever.
你的蒙了救，你的你传福音拯救灵魂所受的付代价是大，但是所带给你的满足喜乐是永永远远的。
You know, when you birth a child into the family of God, it is maybe painful, and the growing of this child is even more painful, but you know it's valuable, an eternal value in God's house.
许多人是我们不愿意付上暂时的痛苦，结果我们失去了永远的快乐。
You know, sometimes we do not want to pay this pain to suffer temporarily, then we forfeit our blessing in eternity.
弟兄姊妹
Beloved,
为主传福音。
To preach the gospel for Jesus Christ.
所付上代价虽然大
Even though the price is great.
但是所得的喜乐比我们所受痛苦加了几千千万万倍
But the joy supersedes everything we have paid.
所以这时候主宽容我们实在说是主爱我们
So therefore, God is not slow in keeping his promise. Actually, he's patient. He loves us. He wants to give us time.
他要我们付上暂时的难处、暂时的代价、短暂代价、微小代价，而让我们就获取永远的快乐、永远的满足。
He wants us to pay a price, temporary price, to bring someone into the house of God. Then we have eternal value in his house.
弟兄姊妹，不可忘记。
Beloved, do not forget.
这是神的心意。
This is God's heart.
这是神对我们的爱。
This is God's love towards us.
他等着你接受他的永生。
He's waiting for you to be born again into his family.
他等待着我们能够丰丰富富的带进神的国度里面去。
So he's waiting for us to enter his kingdom richly.
他我们享受更大的喜乐，更大的满足。
We'll have more joy. We'll have more satisfaction.
把握今天的机会吧。
Please. Hold on to today's chance. It's your chance.
接受主做你的救主。
Accept Christ as your personal savior.
起来，传主的福音。
Get up and preach the gospel for God.
白白得来的，白白舍去。
Whatever you get, you give it out.
你白白舍去，要白白得回。
And you give it out, God will bless you.
神从来不叫我们受亏损。
You know, God really never intentionally wants us to suffer loss.
不可忘记的事。
This is what it says, do not forget this one thing.
愿圣灵把他的言语放在我们的心中。
May Holy Spirit put his words into our heart.
我们要预备。
We must prepare.
怎么预备呢？
How do we prepare?
这件不可忘记的事要抓紧。
So we must not forget this, and we must give this chance. And how do we prepare?
第二件事情。
Secondly,
当殷勤的事。
And this, make every effort.
第十四节，亲爱的，你们既盼望这些事，就当殷勤使自己唯有玷污，无可指责，安然见主。
So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him.
当殷勤的事。
Make every effort.
殷勤什么呢？
Make every effort for what?
这里使自己没有玷污，无可指责。
It says to be found spotless, blameless.
前一件事是一件一个任务。
And first is our responsibility.
是主所给我们一个使命。
It's a commandment God gave us.
我们在基督台前，我们要接受那个公义的审判。
And in the judgment seat of Christ, we'll be judged for our works.
公义要紧。
Yes, it's important to have works.
但是神并没有忽略了公义这个人。
But God has never neglected the one who works.
我再重复，公义要紧。
Work is important.
但是神并忽略了这个工作这个人。
But God never neglects the one who does the work.
当殷勤的事乃是注重我们这个人我们生活的问题。
So make every effort for what? Is to pay attention to our daily lives.
既然我们要受生活的审判。
We will be judged because of how we live.
我们就应该在生活这方面要好好的预备。
So therefore, in our everyday life, we should prepare ourselves.
好像我们要受工作的审判，我们要在工作上好好的预备。
Just like we will be judged for our works, so therefore we have to work.
当预备什么？使自己没有玷污，无可指责。
So how shall we prepare? We should be found spotless, blameless.
我们生活的面很广。
You know that our life is very vast.
但是这个这么广的这个生活的面有一个焦点。
But the vast surface, we have a focus point.
这焦点是什么东西？
What is it?
这个焦点就是圣洁。
This focus point is holiness.
我们许多的事情，我们的生活牵涉许多许多问题。
You know, our life, we encounter so many people, we encounter so many things.
但这些问题的焦点，神的要求是圣洁。
But the God's requirement is to be holy.
主耶稣说：“你们要完全像天父的完全一样。”
And Jesus said to us that you should be perfect like I am with the Father.
那主对我们生活的要求。
So this is the requirement God needs for us.
有人说：“我们怎么能像天父的完全一样呢？”
And people say, "How can we be perfect like our heavenly Father?"
谁能够像天父的完全
？Who can be so perfect like our heavenly Father?
天父的完全在彼得前书第一章那里提到。
And the perfectness of Our Father was mentioned in the First Peter.
什么叫天父的完全呢？
What is the perfectness of our Father?
在彼得前彼得后书第一章。
And the Second Peter, First Chapter.
第四节。
Fourth verse.
彼得后书第一章第四节，我们一起来念这一节。
Shall we read it together?
因此，他已将又宝贵又之大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离从世上从情以来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。什么叫做由神天父的完全呢？
What is the perfectness of our heavenly Father?
乃是有神的性情的意思。
Because we have the nature of God.
我们既然有神的生命，就应该有神的性情。
If we have God's life, we should have the nature attributes of God.
有许多人说，我们得救不是靠行为的嘛
？And a lot of people say we do not save by our actions.
所以行为不要紧。
So it's not important for our works.
这是不懂真理。
Because they do not know the truth.
我们往往把以弗所书第二章几念第八节，我们把第九节忘记了。
And we forget when we read the second chapter of Ephesians, we only read.The eighth verse, but we forget about the ninth verse.
我们温习一下。
Let's read this again. Ephesians 2:8-9.
以弗所书第二章第八节是向我们得救的问题。
And Ephesians 2:8 is according to the problem of salvation.
在新约270面。
My Bible is 1,254 page.
我们一起念第八节，然后念第九节，后来我们念第十节，第十节我们忘记了。第八节说你们得救是本乎恩也因着信这并不是出于自己乃是出于神所赐的也不是出于行为免得有人自夸许多念到这里为止
And a lot of people just stop here. That's it.
我们得救不是靠行为。
And we're saved not by works.
不错，得救不是靠行为。
Yes, we're saved not by works.
但并不是说行为不要紧。
But it doesn't mean that works are not important.
我们一起念第十节。
Tenth verse.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。神救我们有个目的，为要什么
？God save us for a purpose. What is it?
为要叫我们行善。
Because we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works.
什么善呢
？What kind of good works?
中国的法律还是美国的法律呢？
Chinese law or American law?
是我们的人伦道德呢
Is it our ethics?
什么善
What kind of good works?
是神所预备叫我们行的东西那善
It is whatever God prepared us for us to do.
那是从神的性情里面所发出来的一种的生活行为
Therefore, it's from God's nature, it overflows, and everything we do, we should be like God.
所以我们在受浸的时候说，一举一动有新生的样式
Therefore, when we have in the baptism, we say, everything will be new.
我们往往忽略了，我们觉得忽略了行为这一方面的东西。
And sometimes we neglect the part of works.
我们只关心我们得救的问题。
We only pay attention to our salvation.
我们没有关心我们得救的目的在哪里。
We do not know the purpose of salvation.
主把我们从罪恶里面救出来。
God has saved us from sin.
他要我们行善。
He wants us to do good work.
要我们过圣洁的生活。
He wants us to live a holy life.
所以保罗说，那个彼得说，那救我们的是圣洁的，因此我们也要圣洁。
So therefore, Peter said, the one who saved us was holy. Therefore, we should be holy.
许多时候我们在寻找神的旨意。
A lot of times we look for God's will.
我到其实下令我也去讲到，还有一个小组的演习的，常常。要我讲怎么明白神的旨意啊
？And a lot of people ask me, how do you know it's God's will?
去年在 Boston 一个教会，是参堂的教会的一个青年夏令会，还叫我讲这个问题。
And last year in Boston, the Chinatown Church, and they want me to, answer the question, what is God's will? How do we know God's will?
我开始告诉他们说，我说我们把神明显的旨意把它忽略了。
We have neglected the very obvious God's will.
我们寻找神那个隐秘的旨意。
And we're going to look for the hidden will of God.
我说有一个条件，你要明白神隐秘的旨意。
If there's one requirement, prerequisite, if you want to know the hidden will of God,
你必须完全接受神明显的旨意。
You must know all the obvious God's will first.
若是你忽略神明显的旨意，你永远不明白神隐秘的旨意。
If you do not know the obvious will of God, then never mind, you'll never find the hidden will of God.
那圣经里面讲到神的很多旨意。
And the Bible tells us a lot of God's will.
帖撒罗尼迦那边讲到神的旨意是什么？
In the book of Thessalonians, what does the God's will mean?
他说神的旨意就是要你们圣洁。
And it says God's will that you should be holy.
远避淫行。
And we should get rid of the weakness in us.
要圣洁，远避淫行。
We should be holy and not be filthy.
那是神的旨意啊。
This is God's will.
我们到时候把神的这个很明显旨意我们忽略了。
And sometimes we neglect the obvious.
圣洁是神的性情。圣洁是神的旨意。
And to be holy is God's nature, is God's will.
圣洁叫我们像神。
Holiness is to be like God.
每一样东西都像神，你圣洁就像神了。
Nothing can be like the God, but if you're holy, you're like God.
圣洁是你见遇见神的、碰到神的那条件。
And this is the one requirement when you meet God, you must be holy.
希伯来书告诉我们说，若非圣洁，没有人能够见主。
And in the Hebrews says, without holiness, no one can see God.
圣经告诉我们许多关于圣洁的问题。
And the Bible tells us.And if you go from this focal point to be holy, then you can see the whole side of your life.
我们要殷勤。
And we must make every effort.
我们有殷勤，然后我们才能够自明明在主的面前坦然无惧的见主的面。
Then we can come to God with confidence.
在彼得前后后书第一章里还告诉我们，不但殷勤，要分外的殷勤。
And not only that we should make every effort. In the first chapter, second Peter, first chapter says, in increasing measure.
这里分外殷勤什么呢？
What it is in increasing measure?
那个分外的殷勤乃是要叫我们充充足足的丰丰富富的进入神的国。
And this is in increasing measure so we can enter the kingdom of God richly.
可是我们来看看在彼得后书第一章。
Let us read 2 Peter 1st chapter.
我的圣经是341面。
My Bible is page 1311.
第四节是讲到我们与神的性情。
And the 4th verse talk about we have God's nature.
然后到第五节就开始讲了。
And the 5th verse says,
这里说正因这个缘故你们要分外殷勤。
For this reason, make every effort to add to your faith.
有了信心要加上德行，有了德行要加上智慧，有了智慧要加上节制，有节制加上忍耐，有忍耐要加上敬虔，有敬虔啊要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。
Your faithful goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness love.
第八节说，你们若充充足足有这几样事，这几样。
For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure,
竟在认识我们主耶稣基督上不至于嫌难不借国之了。
You will keep your they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那第十节说，所以弟兄们当应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和选择和拣选坚定不移。
Therefore, in the 10th verse, therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure.
你们若这样行，若行这几样，就永不失脚。这样必叫你们，必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
For if you do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord.And Savior Jesus Christ.
彼得后书多么的美
Isn't it beautiful?
这一切都是生活的面
This is our everyday life.
但这些生活的面乃是要从这个圣洁的焦点出发的
And all this has to come from the focal point of focus point of this holiness.
我们必须要殷勤
We must make every effort.
所以殷勤也是付代价的
And if you want to make every effort, you must pay a price.
我们在工作上面要付代价
In our work, we must pay a price.
我们在生活上面要付代价。
And in our life, we must pay a price.
有学生，做学生的人殷勤读书，要得到好成绩。
And many students, they make every effort to study because they want to have good grades.
明天要考试了。
Tomorrow they have examination.
晚上不能睡睡觉。
And they can't
整夜通宵的开夜车。
And they can't go to sleep because they have to study all night.
殷勤。
Make every effort.
我要得到好成绩。
Because they want to have good grades.
殷勤要付代价。
You know to make a good effort that you have to pay a price.
我在说属灵的东西没有捷径。
Once again, I want to emphasize to you, in the spiritual way, there's no shortcut.
属灵东西是没有速成班的。
You know that in the spiritual matter, there's no quick class.
要按部就班的。
One step.By one step, by one step.
殷勤
To make every effort to be more eager.
是基督生活的问题
This is the life problem.
我们要殷勤在我们的生活上面达到神的标准，然后我们才能够很坦然无惧见主啊。
And we must reach God's standard, then we can come to see God in confidence.
第三件事情
Third matter.
在第十七节
17th verse
亲爱的你们既然预先知道这些事就当防备
Therefore dear friends Since you already know this Be on your guard
防备的事
So we must be on our guard
防备什么呢
What are we on guard for
这是当防备恐怕被恶人的臭谬诱惑就从自己坚固的地步上坠落
So that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless men and fall from your secure position.
我们都已经装备好了。
That we have already prepared ourselves.
我们没有忘记我们的任务。
We have not forgotten our responsibilities.
我们没有忘我们的殷勤，我们的我们的寻找我们的最高的生活的目标。
We have already made every effort to reach the holiness of life.
装备得非常好
And we have all prepared ourselves
往往我们就有一个漏洞。
Sometimes we have a small crack or a hole.
当你的工作做得最好的时候。
When your work is the best.
当你的生活上最好殷切的追求的时候。
When your life is in the most effort that you want to pursue after God.
魔鬼往往从后门走进来。
And oftentimes the devil will come through the back door.
一下把你往那破坏。
And it just stab you in the back.
很危险。
Very dangerous.
彼得写书写到最后，他说要防备。
And Peter, this is the last book he wrote, and just before he died, and toward the very last few sentences, he said, "Be on your guard."
这是彼得一生的经历所的经验所得来的一个结论。
This is his whole life's experience. He concludes in these words.
彼得灵性最高的时候，就是他跌倒的时候。
When the Peter's spiritual situation was in the highest level. That's when he fell down.
耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”
And Jesus said, "Who am I?"
哦，你是基督，你是永生神的儿子。
You are the Christ, the Son of God.
他得了很大的启示。
He got this revelation from heaven.
那次的考试，彼得得了100分。
And that examination, he got a perfect mark.
耶稣说：“西门巴勒拿，你有福了。”
And he said, "Simon Barnabas, you are blessed."
因为你不是属血气的，只是你的，乃是我天上的父指示你的。
And God has revealed this to you, not by man's hand.
当彼得用他的口来表彰他的对主认识的时候
，When Peter used his mouth to manifest the Son of God，
魔鬼从后门进来
，And the devil comes through the back door.
主耶稣啊，我的主，这一件事万万不能到你的身上。
Lord Jesus。Never happened this. You cannot go to the cross.
魔鬼把这意思摆在他里面去。
And the devil put this into his heart.
用肉体爱耶稣。
He loved Jesus Christ, used his own.
用仁义爱耶稣。
He loved Christ, used his own human emotions.
彼得在那一个最高潮的时候，他就忘记分辨了。
In his spiritual highest point.He forgot to distinguish.
在他在这一点点的失误当中，马上就落在魔鬼的圈套里面去。
And in this situation, he has fell into the trap of the devil.
弟兄姊妹，这个是很严重的问题。
Brothers and sisters, it's a very important matter.
许多弟兄姊妹说：“哎呀，我这么爱主，这么热心侍奉主，为什么那么多难出来了？”
And a lot of people say, "I love the Lord. I serve the Lord. I work so hard for the Lord. Why I have so much problems? Why I have so much troubles?"
是，
yes.
这是魔鬼攻击。
This is the arrow of the Satan.
我们注意到魔鬼用两种的方法来陷害我们。
Do you know that the devil used two methods to kill us?
一种是刚的，一种是柔的。
One is very strong, another one is very soft.
魔鬼用刚的来对付我们，乃是好像嚎叫的狮子，要嘣嘣嘣的把我们吞下去。
And he used a strong method, just like a roaring lion, and tried to grab whoever he can devour.
他用各样的苦难，用各样的难处、波折、许多多，要把你完全吞下去。
And he used tribulations, he used sufferings, afflictions, sicknesses, problems, accidents, and to cut you down.
你会想到，我既然受这么苦了，何必呢
？And you think, why should I suffer? If I'm a Christian, is it necessary?
我常常收到邱弟兄的信。
A lot of times, I get a letter from Dr. Chu.
自从他完全全身奉献之后，他受了很多的难处。
You know, after he gave himself to the Lord, the whole time to be a minister of the Word of Lord, he had a lot of problems.
这是魔鬼的攻击。
He knew it's a Satan's attack.
他们两夫妇还是能够站得住。
But this couple, they can stand firm.
他知道分辨这是魔鬼来的攻击。
They can distinguish what is from the Satan, what is from the Lord.
防备好。
And they were on guard.
魔鬼用刚的方法来把我们吞，要把我们吞。
And the devil used this severe method to cut us down.
魔鬼就是用柔的方法。
And sometimes use a very soft method.
好像光明的天使。
And he pretend like an angel of light.
天使。
Angel of light.
撒旦得着彼得的心，乃是用柔的方法。
You know how Satan got into Peter's heart is by the method of an angel of light.
彼得啊，你要爱主哦。
Peter, you must love the Lord.
彼得主要钉十字架，怎么可以呢？
Your God is going to be nailed on the cross. How can you let it happen?
你是十二门徒的代表人物。
You are the leader of the 12 disciples.
你应该拦阻他。
You should stop this.
彼得说对呀。
Oh, Peter said, of course.
我的主那么可爱。
My Lord is so lovely.
为什么能够登十字架呢？
How can he go to the cross?
哦，主啊，这件事万不能到你身上。
Oh Lord, this would can never happen to you.
耶稣看得很清楚。
And the Lord knew it.
那是光明的天使。
And he used the method. The devil used the method of the angel of light.
耶稣对光明天使说：“撒旦，退去。”
Then Jesus said, "Satan, get behind me."
彼得在最高潮的时候，他落下去了。
And when Peter was in the highest spiritual plateau,
彼得有这个经验，彼得有这个经验。
So Peter had this experience.
所以他说你们要防备。
Therefore, in his very last words, "Yo, be on guard."
防备恐怕被恶人的聪明的引诱里。
Be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless men.
你就从自己坚固的地步坠落了。
And fall from your secure position.
不是从软弱地步坠坠落。
You pay attention. It's not from your weak position you fall down. It's from your secure position.
如果我们软弱的时候，魔鬼很放心。
When you are weak, don't worry about it. Devil won't bother you. You're already his.
啊，这个人呢，放他去，放他去。
Let him go because he's already in my hand.
侍奉啊，侍奉吧。
And let him work in a church.
啊，你要热心热心吧。
啊， you want to be fervent on the Lord? Fine, let him do it.
软弱，魔鬼很放心。
If you're weak in the Lord, no problem.
如果你没有魔鬼的骄傲，可能你在软弱当中。
If you don't have Satan's attack, I'm warning you, you may be already in his hand.
魔鬼对付的是那个可吞噬人。
You know how Satan really wants to deal with those people.
谁是可吞噬人呢？
Who are the ones he can devour?
那个肉越多的人越好吞噬。
And what?
肉很
多。The more meat they have, the more flesh they have, and he want to devour.
在属灵上很健壮的。
And a very strong people.
这个狼，那个狮子不愿意咬骨头的。
And you know the lions do not like to pick on the bones.
像我这骨头，狮子不要。
Like Pastor Khan, he's not the candidate.
还有，要抓那些很丰富的。
And he want to grab the fat ones.
魔鬼要寻找对象是那一些坚固的、那一些刚强的，魔鬼偏要吞噬他。
And the devil wants to devour those Christians. They are firm in the Lord. They want to pursue the word of Lord. They want to build themselves on the word of God. They want to serve the Lord all their lives.
彼得是在坚固的地步上的时候，他坠落了。
Do you know that the Peter fell from his secure position, not from his weak position?
所以他要我们防备。
Therefore, he said to us, "Be on your guard."
我们好好的防备。
We must pay attention and on guard.
神给我们全副的军装。
God gave us the whole armor of God.
但是给我们两个手。
God gave us two hands.
有一样东西是防备的。
One thing you should really be on guard.
神给我们是救恩的头盔。
I think it's the salvation of helmet.
我们有救恩啊，我们的有救恩的头盔保护我们的头。
Yeah, we have the salvation of the helmet to protect our head.
我们有公义的护心镜。
And also we have the righteousness of a breastplate.
我们有公义的生活。
And we have the righteous life.
我们有一双鞋，传福音的鞋。
And we have the shoes to carry out the gospel.
和平的福音。
And to carry the peace gospel.
叫我们脚所到之处传福音。
And so wherever we go, that we'll carry the gospel.
你脚到什么地方，就在那地方传福音。
And wherever you go, that you will preach the gospel.
这就是到普天下传福音的意思。
And this is what to go to the end of the earth to preach the gospel.
你到 Oakland, 就在 Oakland 传福音。
If you're in Oakland, you preach the gospel in Oakland.
你在 Hayward, 在 Hayward 传福音。
If you're in Hayward, you preach the gospel in Hayward.
你在 San Jose, 在 San Jose 传福音。
If you're in San Jose, you preach the gospel in San Jose.
你在 San Francisco, 在 San Francisco 传福音。
If you're in San Francisco, you preach the gospel.
你脚到什么地方？
Wherever your feet goes,
那有一个福音的鞋要你穿上去。
And this is the shoes of the gospel.
然后给我们一条真理的腰带。
And he also gave us a belt of truth, buckled on our waist.
两样东西，一手是圣灵的宝剑。
And we have the sword of the Holy Spirit.
另外一个信德的盾牌。
And also we have the shield of faith.
神给我们装备很好。
And God has the whole armor for us.
往往我们不知不觉把我们的腰带松了。
But sometimes we neglect to tie our belt.
这腰带很要紧。
It's very important that we buckle around the waist the belt of truth.
我在内地受中学的教育，高中三年都做军训呢。
I was in the mainland China in the inner part in the 3 years of a senior high school.
有两样很重要，一个是绑腿。
And it's one thing is very important, this thing to wrap around your legs.
一个是腰带。
And another thing is the belt around your waist.
往往时候，平常把这个腰带放在一边的。
And sometimes you lose your belt.
就教官那个号一响。
And when the sergeant blows the trumpet.
你马上就要去出操了。
And we have to get in line.
许多时候同学们都忘记把腰带还都忘记。
And a lot of times we forget about this belt.
教官不能出操。
And we cannot stand up.
腰带不绑起来不能出操啊。
Because we can't go out, our pants will fall down.
那个胸膛挺不起来。
Because we cannot hold our chest up.
这个腰带一绑胸膛挺起来了。
And if we really have this belt, then we can stand up firm.
那你开步走就有精神了。
And when you step forward, march,You are in group with the spirit.
这腰带。
This is very important.
这里告诉我们呢，防备什么呢？
It says on guard for what?
不要松你的腰带。
Not to lose your belt of truth.
不要忘记你的腰带。
Don't forget about the belt of the truth.
那些错谬的引诱诱惑。
And also the lawless man and the error teaching.
今天这个时代有许多的异端邪说出来了。
And in this age, we have so many false teaching and cults.
这异端邪说不是错的。
And all these cults are not all totally wrong.
这异端邪是似是而非的。
Do you know they have some truth and some false teaching all mixed together?
你说它不对吗？
You say they're wrong?
这有根据圣经吗？
They have the Bible.
你说他根据圣经吗？
You say they are follow the Bible.
但是他断章取义。
But they take it out of context.
他用那个别那个片段的东西，把当作整个真理教训人。
And they use one context and use it as the whole truth.
最近我在纽约的时候，有一个姊妹告诉我，她说：“哎呀，那个教很热心哦。”
And then one of the sisters in New York said, "Oh, that church is so fervent for the Lord."
有神迹出现。
And they have so many.Miracles.
他一按着祷告，瞎眼睛看见了。
And when they lay hands on the blind man sees.
他们祷告非常热心。
And they pray very fervently.
他叫他去参加他们祷告。
So she wants to go to the prayer meeting.
他说在受洗的时候看见整个水都是血。
And when they go to baptism, the whole pool became the water turned to blood.
许许多多这些。奇奇怪怪的事情出来
，and all these strange things happen.
他们说这是神迹
，this is miracle.
他们又热心又有神迹
，and they are fervent for the Lord and they have miracles.
那是对的
，this is right.
迷惑带进去
，but also doubt, false teaching go into that.
把腰带松掉
，if we loosen our the belt of truth.
真理的腰带松掉
，the truth, the belt of truth, if we loosen it.
没有真理的腰带。
We don't have the belt of truth.
这个我们就落下去了。
Then we fall down.
弟兄们，这个是要紧的事情。
This is a very important.
我再重复，今天这时代需要真理。
I repeat again. Today's age, we need the truth.
有了真理，就能够防备似是而非道理。
And if you have the truth, you can distinguish what is right, what is wrong.
今天我们所传的真理乃是是非而是的真理。
And today our truth is sometimes it's false, sometimes it's truth. You don't know.
注意这两句话。
Remember these two words.
这异端是个似是而非的道理。
Do you know the cults? They have some truth and some false teaching.
在今天我们所传的真理是是非而是的真理。
And today the truth and sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong, but you can never tell.
异端给我们看见好像是对的，其实是错的。
And from the cults, from the outside it looks right, but inside it's wrong.
在今天的真理的福音的真理是好像不对，但是它是对的。
And today, in the truth of the Bible, on the outside doesn't look too reasonable, but inside it is the truth.
人家说那里可能呢？童贞女生儿子，那里有可能呢
？And people say, how can virgin give birth? Is it possible?
错的。
It's wrong.
耶稣就在十字架上，1900多年前钉在十字架上，他血都干掉了，怎么还能洗净我的罪呢
？And his blood would be dried 1,000 some years ago, the 1982 years ago. How can he wash my sin away?
那是错的。
That's wrong.
世界那么好，怎么耶稣再来呢
？The world is so beautiful. How can he come again?
那是错的。
That's wrong.
今天许多人觉得我们是错的。
A lot of people think we're wrong.
不但错的，而且是愚昧的。
Not only wrong, they think we are biased.
耶神怎么用十字架来拯救人呢
？How can God save us with the cross?
这个是神跟世人开玩笑。
It is joke to us.
把他一子一儿子耶稣给我们，那么钉十字架死，那么埋葬复活升天，何必来这一套呢
？Why should he bother to have this cross, to have the resurrection, to have the ascension?
错的
，wrong。
许多人以为我们所传的是错的。
A lot of people think what we preach is wrong.
神却用人看为是愚拙的来拯救我们。
But God uses what we think is foolishness to save us.
神却按着人所看为是不对的，他来造就我们，来拯救我们。
And God uses what is wrong people think to save us.
我们所传的福音的真理是是非而是。
So therefore, the word we preach, sometimes we do not know right or wrong. Actually, in actuality, it's the truth.
我们不应该让那个似是而非的道理来迷我们，把我们从坚固地步上把我们拖下去。
Then we should not be listened to the erroneous teaching of lawless men and fall from our secure position.
用在我们的方便。
Therefore, we must be honest.
我们很好，我们有这一些不可忘记的事，我们做得很好。
And it's important to do not forget this one thing, to preach the gospel.
我们有殷勤追求我们生活的完全，很好。
Yes, we want to make every effort to pursue the holiness in our life.
但是要小心，要预防。
But to be on guard.
免得人把我们的冠冕夺去。
And so the people would grasp our true concept.
最后，请各位看这一节圣经。
And let's read this verse together.
多少是我们的冠冕别人夺去了。
And a lot of times,Our crown is snatched away.
我们的工作做得很好。
Our work is fine.
我们的生活很完全。
Our life is perfect.
但是人把我们的冠冕夺去了。
But our crown is snatched away. In Book of Revelation.
启示录第三章。
Book of Revelation.
第十二节，第十一节。
11th verse.
希望各位把这节圣经背下来。
I hope you can remember this verse.
最后一本书启示录。
The last book of the Bible.
第三章十一节。
Third chapter, 11th verse.
我们连熟练三天，那三次。
Let's read it three times.
好，我请各位翻到以后，我们一起念。
Let's read it all together.
我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。再一次，我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。再念一次，我必快来。你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。就三句话。
Three sentences.
我必快来。
I'm coming soon.
你要持守你所有的。
Hold on to what you have.
有什么？
What do you have?
你有你的工作。
You have your work.
你有什么？
What else?
有生活。
You have your life.
但是啊，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
So that no one will take away your crown.
原来你有很多冠冕在审判的时候要得到的。
Originally, you have many crowns. When you become the, you stand in the judgment seat of Christ, you will have all these crowns.
因为你也有工作的表现。
Because you have the work.
这些工作是金银宝石的。
And they are built on gold, silver, and precious stones.
你有很好的生活。
You have a pious life.
这些是那一块田地所长出来的菜蔬。
And this is the crop from the ground.
有许多冠冕为你存留。
And a lot of crowns for you.
但是往往
but,
到你最后的一分钟。
But at the last minute sometimes.
因着人的缘故把你冠冕都夺去了。
But because of people false teaching that someone will take away your crown.
你看人，你看环境。
You look at people, you look at your surroundings.
因环境跌倒了。
Because the environment,
因人跌倒了。
Because of certain people, you.
你这些冠冕都被夺取了。
And all those crowns are snatched away from you.
你要持守你所有的。
You must hold on to what you have.
好好的防备魔鬼用刚用柔的方法要把你从那个坚固地步搂下去，一直把你冠冕夺取。
So be on guard that the devil will use even the either the hard method or the soft method to take you away from your secure position.
主必快来。
God will come again.
主必快来。
God will come again.
你要持守你所有的。
You must hold on to what you have.
免得人夺取你的冠冕。
So people will take away your crown.
弟兄姊妹。
Beloved.
神的话。
God's word.
是那样的清楚。
It's so clear.
那样的完全。
So perfect.
我们不能够丝毫的忽略。
We cannot neglect even one word.
我们要在至圣的，我想这节我们还是一起念这段圣经，在犹大书第十八节啊，二十节二十一节，在启示录的前一本书
，In the book of Jude, before Revelation,
第二十二十一节
，21st verse，
弟兄两个字我们还是不念了，亲爱的，二十节
，Dear friends here，
我们一起念啊，犹大书第二十节，我们一起念啊。 亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己藏在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。你们要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
But you dear friends, build yourself up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit.
保守自己藏在神的爱中。
Keep yourself in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to come.
这是圣经里面所告诉我们、提醒我们的。
This is what the Bible tells us.
这是防备。
This is on guard.
防备乃是要保守。
Guard is you must keep what you have.
要保守自己藏在神的爱中。
You must be on guard and keep your faith in the love of Christ.
一点不能疏忽的。
You cannot neglect even one second.
这个藏乃是不住的意思。
It's continual case.
你要保守自己不住的在神的爱中。
You must keep yourself in God's love.
魔鬼对你没办法了。
And Satan has no way to hit you.
我们要在真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。
And we must build ourselves the most holy faith, pray in the Holy Spirit.
我们仰望主，直到永生，直到永远。
We look up to the God to the eternal life.
所以这里最后一节，彼得后书第最后一节说：“你们却要在我们主耶稣救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。”
So therefore, the last verse of the second Peter said, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior."
您能够保守住了，您能够长进。
So if you can be on God, then you can grow.
主的恩典乃是表明我们生命的问题。
And God's grace relates to our everyday life.
我们知识来表明我们生活的问题。
And our knowledge is to in our head give us a path.
要把我们的生命带一点更深的地步。
So our life can go into deeper faith.
然后把我们生活带点更宽的一个面积。
So our life can have a broader side.
从这个根基，从这个焦点开始。
From this focus point starting,
然后扩张我们的面
so expand our life,
那么加深我们的深度
and to a deeper walk with Christ.
我们要往下扎根
we must be rooted downward.
再能够往上结果子
then we can bear fruit upstream.
愿神的话在我们的心中
may God's word touch us.
常常教导我们
teach us constantly.
让我们守住神所给我们的
let us beKeep whatever God gives us.
免得人夺取我们的冠冕。
So no one can snatch the crown from us.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we pray?
亲爱的恩主，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
给我们这一次的聚会。
Give us this retreat.
愿你的话就存留在我们的心中。
May your word stay with us forever.
主啊，求你把这话保守在我们里面。
Lord, guard these words in our hearts.
让我们不但受教导。
Not only that we can be taught.
让我们也愿意按照你的真理而行。
Let us be willing to follow your ways.
主啊，还有那一位还没得着你的。
Dear Jesus, if any one of us who is sitting,
继续向他说话。
Who does not have you, speak to them continuously.
把在我们这一次夏令会里面，每一个人是被失落的。
That none of us will be lost.
主啊，你知道。
Lord, you know.
你认识他们。
You know every one of us.
你要拯救他们。
You want to save every one of us.
因为你不愿意一个人沉沦。
Because you do not want one to perish.
你愿意人人都悔改。
You want everyone bring to repentance.
求主施恩。
May God have mercy and grace on us.
求主拯救。
God save all of us.
我们把众弟兄姊妹再一次恭敬地奉献在恩主的手中。
We commit every brother and sisters into the hand of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，你用你的真理造就他们。
Lord.Teach us with your word.
你的圣灵充满他们。
Fill us with your Holy Spirit.
让他们满有神的性情。
So we can be filled with divine nature.
让他们成为主有力的见证。
That we can be powerful witness for thee.
巴不得这个教会成为荣耀的教会。
This church will be a glorious church.
成为在这地区里面的灯台。
Will be a lighthouse.In Hayward,
主啊，能够影响在我们示威的我们中国同胞们。
So influence the thousands of Chinese people around.
主啊，我们愿意传福音。
We want to preach the gospel.
求你教导我们如何传福音。
Please teach us how to preach the gospel.
我们愿意追求属灵。
We want to pursue the truth.
叫我们怎么样过着属灵的生活。
Let us know how to live a spiritual life.
而不忽略实际的 问题。
And not to neglect our practical side of our life.
求主亲自教导我们。
Lord, teach us.
我们这聚会就结束。
Our meeting will end soon.
人家声音要停止。
And our voice will cease.
但是圣灵的感动教导永远不停止。
But the Holy Spirit moving and touching will never cease.
我们把一切荣耀归给你。
We give all the glory to you.
献上我们的感谢。
We give you thanks and praise.
同心祷告。
We pray in one accord, one heart.
主耶稣基督圣名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.